Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A lot of people think he was, you know, thrown out of baseball, suspended, everything else. Steinbrenner. There is no guy that I honestly, there is no one that I respect more of what he meant to baseball than that guy. I mean, honestly, you know, people are always talking about Pete Rose and everything, right? That it just never ends. The Pete Rose getting into the Hall of Fame talk, right? And then now they've tried to start up this Bonds, Clemens, A-Rod thing, right? And that, now that's kind of a flavor of the day. But how about this one for a flavor of the day? I think that Steinbrenner is more important than all of them. I mean, that guy, I don't care what you think about him, he impacted baseball in a huge way. The evil empire, all of that is all because of him. All the wars with the Boston Red Sox were not because of, actually, in my opinion, baseball, actually, Carver High. It was because of Steinbrenner. He hated him like no other. And it was just palpable. And then, like, the things that he did for baseball, like the amount of money he paid players, like Reggie Jackson and all these other guys, right? Dave Winfield. Think of the money this guy spent. People don't like it, but those deals that he swung for Reggie Jackson, those are enormous baseball-changing moves. It's no different than now. You're talking about a guy like Bryce Harper going to make $300-$500 million, right? It was the same thing with Reggie Jackson. And the way that guy lit up managers like Billy Martin, their relationship alone, just those two, Martin and Steinbrenner, they both deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. He fired him five times, right?
The other one.
I think they both should be in the Hall of Fame. And people say, oh, he was a drunk and everything else. You can't tell me Billy Martin didn't have a huge place in baseball. I mean, enormous. That guy's name will live in infamy, won't it? As much as, do you think Thurman Munson and guys like that? I do. No one's ever going to forget Billy Martin.
No, I agree with you. I think he should be in the Hall of Fame. There's no doubt.
So I'd love to come back and hear what you think of him, like, because I'm a lot older, and I want to know what you thought of him in the later years of his life.
Right, because I didn't really get the Billy Martin. You know, I was a little bit after the Billy Martin, Reggie Jackson type of stuff in the late 70s.
I got all that.
Yeah, so I'm more, you know, when he first got suspended and things like that.
He was a lunatic. But tell me you didn't respect him or be in fear of him, like at work.
There's nobody else I would have rather had on the Yankees than him.
I mean, honestly, I've always said his kids, no offense, I think one of them's a slick businessman. The other one's kind of, right, a little goofy, right? Is that fair to say? One of them, they don't
Hank.
Want him. One
Hank,
of them,
Hank.
They don't want him in public.
Well, he started talking after George first passed away, and they nixed that fast.
Right.
He was saying some crazy stuff, and he was kind of starting to act like George a little bit.
A little LeVar Ball type thing.
And then Hal got in there and said, no. Hal and the sisters, they kind of got a hold of him and said, yeah, you're not going to be out here anymore, so see ya. And they made Hal the new face of the ownership, and that's been good for them.
He was a bully, a convicted felon. He was pardoned for illegal campaign contributions, twice suspended from baseball, and then he hired a lowlife, listen to this, Howie Spira, to dig up dirt on Dave Winfield. I mean, just the stuff he did was crazy, but I think he's got to be in the Hall of Fame. I don't think he's ever gotten a vote, Carver High. Can you believe that? But the last time he came up for consideration, he failed to get a single vote. So no one likes him. He's been shut out. In the last two times he was on a ballot, he got zero support. Does that not surprise you? That is crazy to me. Who in their right mind can sit here and tell me there was a bigger owner and who is a bigger owner in baseball? Who?
Nobody.
To this day, nobody. Right? Like, who? You're going to tell me even the guy in Boston? I mean, they've been great and everything, winning World Series. But, I mean, it's impressive. I'll give you that. I'm not disrespecting what they've done, right? But nothing like this Yankee team, right? What were they going to win, five in a row? They were going to win five in a row. And how many they got, 27? Not all with him, but he was there for a lot of them, right?
I can't stand these silly committees anyway. You know, they have now, they took the Veterans Committee and they split it up into these three, modern era, this era. I think it's ridiculous because you got guys on, you know, they change up who decides and who votes. It's all silly to me.
Remember the Veterans Committee is now known as today's Game Era Committee. Which
right,
is...
and then there's also there's three of them now. They rotate each year. Like every 3 years, this one comes up.
He's among 10 men who will be considered. The other nine are Harold Baines, Albert Bell, Joe Carter, Will Clark, Oral Hershiser, Davy Johnson, Charlie Manuel, Lou Piniella, and Lee Smith. I have to tell you that all of them had, you know, certain respect that I would give them in baseball, all of them. But there is no way you can tell me that even one of them was bigger than George Steinbrenner.
So he was suspended twice.
Right.
While owner. Once was in 74 for the illegal campaign donations to Richard Nixon. 15 months he was suspended that time.
And then the Winfield.
1990, paying gambler Howard Spear to find dirt on Dave Winfield. So those were her – that was a three-year ban. And during that three-year time is when really Gene Michael got to run the Yankees – and the Yankees ended up acquiring a bunch of the players that would then form their dynasty teams of the late 90s.
Right. Rob in Boise, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty, love the show, my friend.
Thanks.
I listen to you every night, my man.
Thanks, dude.
You bet. So my opinion and my take on Steinbrenner and the Hall of Fame is this. For the first 16 years of my life, I grew up in Los Angeles, so... And I think, Scotty, you and I are the same age. I'm 53. So,
yeah, yeah.
I couldn't stand Steinbrenner. I was a Dodger fan, and his teams beat my team, you know, in 77 and 78. Couldn't stand the guy. But let's face it, he was huge. I mean, he was huge for the game of baseball. And when you think of the decades of the 70s and the 80s, other than baseball players themselves, the three big names in those two decades were Steinbrenner, Lasorda, and Billy Martin. Am I wrong?
Not at all.
So I think the guy deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Absolutely. And that's my take, Scotty. Have a great night.
My man, Rob, listen, you got to – I just don't understand it. I really don't. Like, you know what it is? It's probably – it's pretty obvious that people just didn't like him, right? So everybody hated the Yankees owner because he was a tyrant. But I just – it ceases to amaze me. It really never does that how do you – like you have to put that stuff aside, I think, when you're talking about an impact on the sport, right? Like you can hate him all you want, but you cannot talk about baseball or the Yankees – without talking about George Steinbrenner. It's just impossible. You know, what they try to do all the time is talk about Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth. They always try to do this, and then they do this Thurman Munson thing, and they always do it. But you cannot avoid George Steinbrenner. I mean, everything that happened in the Bronx was because of this guy. I mean, literally everything. And I just think it is laughable that they zero support. Zero votes. That is crazy to me because I think you're an idiot if you don't see what he meant to the game and to the sport, the business of baseball. And I can guarantee you one thing. Every great high-paid free agent ever in baseball was they were licking their chops to cut a deal with George Steinbrenner because he paid more than anybody. And people say, oh, they had more money than everybody. They spend more of their payroll. But they say that about the Dodgers now, don't they? And the Dodgers spend more than anybody, and they don't win. They win regular season games. They win playoff games. But they don't win the World Series. I mean, they don't. So, but the Yankees don't even have the highest payroll anymore, right? But they did when he was around, and he spent more money. He made everyone that played for him rich. Those guys are absolutely laughing all the way to the bank to this day. Trust me, you, the money Reggie Jackson made, and Dave Winfield, just those two names. Like, I could talk about 50 more that played for them. And it was because this guy, you know, spent money. And, I mean, it was just a war with him and everyone. He argued with everybody, the media, the players. He humiliated people. But no one ever, you never went a day without reading about that guy in the tabloids in New York. You never once ignored George Steinbrenner, ever. You can't be that big and then be ignored, in my opinion, for the Hall of Fame. Like, he was so much more gargantuan. You know, the only guy that can even remotely come close to that guy was Charlie Finley. That was it. Do you remember those great A's teams with all those guys on that? Raleigh Fingers and all these guys, Vita Blue. You go on and on. There was nobody besides Charlie Finley and George Steinbrenner. You cannot talk about baseball without talking about him. I think it's laughable that he doesn't get a vote. That, to me, is absurd. It's just, you have got to be an idiot. You really do, to ignore what that guy has meant to baseball. You can't even argue with it. I mean, it's not even worth arguing about. Like, what, you don't like him? So what? You know, that's funny. Like, he's the only guy everybody's hated? I mean, he's one of millions, right? Everybody hates everybody. Everybody's talking bad about everybody. But that guy, you cannot talk about baseball without talking about him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.